26 of CPS Energy's own utility vehicles are spending the next 3 days traveling to the hurricane-stricken East Coast. CPS Energy received the request for assistance from Dominion Virginia Power on Sunday morning.
We huddled up Sunday evening and determined what level of assistance we could provide.
Rick Maldonado is CPS Energy's Director of Outside Services and Reliability.
We're sending a crew up there, which consists of 12 linemen, a variety of other support services associated with that, including some resources to install new poles.
Inside of these 26 vehicles are employees like David Lopez, who volunteered to help restore electricity.
We're going to go help the people get the lights back up there. And what we do, we're mechanics, breakdown, tires, hydraulic lines busted, everything. That's what we do.
The emergency crews will travel 1,500 miles to Richmond, Virginia. Maldonado says utilities have agreements like this in place for times of emergency.
If the need ever arises for us to need their assistance, we can count on them also.
Nearly 6 million people remain without power on the East Coast in 13 states. CPS anticipates the crews will be there for 14 days, or possibly longer, depending on the need. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.